Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast for Friday, February 5th, 2020, whatever, 10. This week, you've got some good news. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and here it is. The soundtrack to Final Fantasy 13 is coming out on vinyl in Japan, but only 8 tracks. Still, it's pretty neat. Gonna be $60, but it's pretty neat. A new piece of licensed Sega hardware is coming out, at least in the UK, called the Zone Sega. It is being manufactured with a bunch of built-in Genesis games and a Wii-like compatibility. There's a bunch of motion control games and a Wii-like controller. And apparently it can also accept old Genesis cartridges. Pretty swell. Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is coming to multi-platform gaming. This 2D game with 3D characters will be out on PSN, Xbox Live Arcade, and WiiWare this summer. It's called Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1, so take that as you will. New Bioshock toys from NECA are coming. Entertainment Earth is going to carry them. We have pre-orders up right now. There's an Eve Hypo Syringe replica, plus a swell Big Daddy Bouncer plush doll. You can check these out on our website, as well as other large Bioshock toys. On the Wii, you can download Tales of Monkey Island Chapter 5, Rise of the Pirate God, Tumblebugs 2, and 5-in-1 Solitaire. As well as a virtual console game, Alex Kidd and Shinobi World, for $5. DSi owners can download... I don't know if you want to download this. Downtown Texas Hold'em, 5-in-1 Solitaire, True Swing Golf Express, Move Your Brain Rollway Puzzle, and Legends of Exidia. Or Exidia. Plus, Capcom emailed us to announce that a upcoming retail collection of Mega Man Zero games is coming to Nintendo DS this summer. No pricing was announced. Xbox 360, you can download Chime for Charity. It's a music puzzle game with music from Moby and more. I haven't tried it yet, but it's out. PS3 owners can download Fret Nice, a new 2D platformer. And if I'm reading this right, you can play it with your Guitar Hero and Rock Band guitars. Could be fun. Japanese manufacturer Buffalo has announced support for external PlayStation 3 hard drives, something Microsoft's Xbox 360 could really use. Just saying. The 500-gigabyte drive is estimated to be $150 in Japan. PSP downloads this week include Afterburner Black Falcon and Armored Core Silent Line. Also, I just got word that the Xbox support, the original Xbox games on Xbox Live, is being discontinued. So the service that you're paying for on your Xbox 360 will soon discontinue to function with Xbox Live original games. So I would say if you've been meaning to play online with your buddies and haven't for a while, you better do it now because time's almost up. Unfortunately. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to the Video Game Entertainment Earth Podcast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, where I won't talk a lot about video games, but I'll talk a lot about toys. So, see you guys next time. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.